So, looking at this map, where did your crew, what's
You
that?
get the name, date,
Oh,
and all that
yeah.
kind of stuff.
Yeah, okay. So this is an interview on September, no, not September, July 11th with Jacob Adams in Barrow. So which trails did you hunt on this year?
We were number 7 on this map.
And why did you choose to place your
Well,
trail
we
there?
generally look for what might be out there at the edge of the ice, sort of like maybe a point on the ice, or something that is further out that the whales could generally pass by. Now that's what we look for initially. Then when we start breaking trail, we look for areas that are basically flat and low ridges where we can pass through. So before we start breaking the ice, we usually walk ahead and try to find the best areas to break trail at. So that's basically what we look for out there. Or some thick ice that's going to hold well. We also kind of watch for areas that might have thin ice that we don't want to cross. So we're looking for stable ice that's not going to move out or break up easily.
And did you find those the conditions that you prefer this year when you were building your team?
Yeah, basically we did, except for one area, because some young ice had formed over in March. There was one area that we had to go across to get to the edge of the ice. And that ice was, when we first checked it in March, was about a foot thick. Then when we got out there, it was about couple of feet, maybe. Yeah.
On the Sikuliak here?
On the Sikulja here.
Yeah.
There's a big chunk of Sikulja there. And when we first got to it, and I think it was about in mid-March, we checked the thickness of that Sikulja, and it was about a foot. And by the time we got out there, that was probably a couple of feet.
I was out there with Billy Adams, I think. He took me out there to run this equipment. And
Oh, really?
we measured across this stretch of ice. Did you actually establish a camp on that ice?
Yes,
You
we
did?
did. Set a camp out in the ice. But I think there was one area where it might have been less thick towards the east end of it, because when we first got out there was some open water back over here somewhere. But this side of it was pretty. So,
Small ridge there, I guess.
yeah, there was some solid ice at the edge.
Could I ask a
Yeah, yeah.
question? Jake, if this gets hit by Seacole comes in and hits it, wouldn't this all break?
Not necessarily.
Huh.
Unless there's been existing crack, but
It's
you know that young ice is pretty resilient. That's
Huh.
kind of like
Plastic.
plastic, yeah.
Interesting. Well, that's interesting.
Well, did this ice out here, that you described, did that last throughout the entire length
yeah,
of the whaling season?
There was some thicker ice along the edge. But I guess eventually some really heavy ice hit it and broke it up.
It did.
Pretty good.
Was that before or after you guys catch your whale?
Some of it happened before we got in the whale, and some of it happened after. Because what had happened was basically three of us crews broke that trail, and we ended up with about a dozen whaling crews using our trail.
When you build a trail out to the edge and you look at the conditions towards the edge, like in this example, you have this, you know, this ice of 1 foot thickness. Do you think about where to pull your camp back towards if bad conditions arise?
Yeah, I definitely want to pull back beyond that Sikulak area, far enough in where it won't break up that easily. There's some heavier ice up here that was there, and then we ended up putting up our boats in that flat area right here. Just to spell that was strong enough in here it wouldn't break up everything.
So back in here is where you kept your boats when you weren't out there?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think he said a little further out. Not all the way back here. Well, where was it, Jake? Show us.
Where we put up?
Yeah.
Up here, right at the edge of this flat.
Okay, you're right.
There you go. That's where
it is. So we're up here.
And we're not putting up. And we pull back.
Well, and when you were building this trail, how much work did it take?
How much work? You have to ask Billy that.
Yeah.
It was just basically Billy and his uncle Jonathan working on it. But sometimes in the first week of March, we started helping. By the time they got far enough along where we were hitting that flat ice, that flat young ice. Basically broke kind of a lesser, smaller trail because we were trying to get the trail done. We were going to come back and smooth it out and make it flat, and another crew helped with that. Now it took probably about couple of weeks, maybe. There's one area in here that was kind of rough. They weren't all that high, but some jumbled up ice that was smoothed out.
If you compare this year to previous years, is it more worth this year?
I think it was a little bit less work this year, and it seemed like the ice was, at least where the short pass ice was, kind of much probably thicker than previous years. But we've been out there.
And when you are making this trail this year, did you have an idea of how safe this was? Did you have a prediction on how this ice would hold up throughout the year?
You know, I had to look at the ice, see if there's any cracks or broken up areas. We want to avoid those. But we also want to look at the ice during the course of the winter, see where the ice has formed and And I set out and move probably much stronger in areas that we want to consider for making a trail. It's just not something that we see in April or March. Go out and break a trail. We start watching it, and the ice starts forming, and the ice starts getting thicker. And
we
see where some of the ice is jumbling up, pressure ridges being made.
Jake, do you look at where the, you know, the equinox are? Does that matter?
Yeah, we also look at those equinox. I guess some of them, you know, just all broken up, and the sometimes the where the ice meets doesn't freeze solid all the way.
Bad weather.
So we got to be mindful of those where the crack may exist.
Did you have any of those along your trail this year?
We didn't notice any.
And when you guys were camped out there, were there any points throughout the year where you had to pull back up from the lead because of conditions?
Yeah, there we did that several times. They pulled back when the ice starts moving in, or the ice pack starts moving in. You know, this is probably one of the years we didn't spend a whole lot of time out there either. Just a period of time where it was really windy for, I don't know, must be 10 days or something like that.
And then you went out and got a whale?
Yeah.
And that was it, you know.
So what was the date that you got your whale?
Pardon?
What date did you get your whale?
May 4?
Fairly early, huh?
No, it was later than that.
Okay.
Yeah, it was May 6th, something like that.
May 6th or 7th, maybe.
Yeah.
And when you guys were... You've already briefly mentioned it when you described this ice out here, but the conditions at the lead, were they good for whaling?
Yeah, they were good for whaling because what we wanted to see some flat areas where the whales are going to get under the ice and move around, come back out.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Jake, I guess that Sikuliak was about 2 feet. Do you remember what it was?
Anyway, yeah,
two and a half feet, I think I remember.
Yeah, something like that.
Is that, how big a whale can you pull up on that?
Ooh.
Could you get a 40 footer up on it?
I think so, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
But not a 50 footer?
No.
Okay.
Something close to a 40 foot.
So you're kind of obligated.
Yes. One year we pulled up a whale and ice is piled over there. It was maybe about that thick.
Half and half.
I mean, that ice wasn't very thick. But you got to look for a spot where some of the ice has slid over. And
yeah.
So you catch that? You try to pull your whale up where the ice had wrapped.
Where you get
one. Yeah. Wrapped it over. Something like that.
Yeah. And your whale this year was how large was it?
30 foot.
30 foot. And it was, you had no problem pulling it up?
No.
That's interesting.
Huh.
And so you guys didn't have to abandon your trail and start a new one at all this year. Is that correct?
No, it didn't have a trail. Some of it broke up before we got the whale and had to redo the trail from around here to get to the edge.
Yeah.
It was a west wind, and it got hit a little bit. I guess, was it west wind?
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought there was, yeah.
Yeah. You mean later in the season? You mean after you had gotten your well?
Before we got
before. Well,
so it got.
I was going to. Were you going to ask what conditions caused it to break off? Was that part of the question?
Yeah, well, certainly can be. I mean, I think towards the end, I wanted to ask about, just in general, when you're out there, what are the conditions that make you think, okay, this
is going to break out? Yeah. We got some really strong currents, and the water level rising. Sometimes it just lifted up too much to areas where there's heavier ice, and at the edge of that thinner ice and the heavier ice are lifting it up.
Mm.
The water rising is lifting it up because sometimes the other ice is too heavy for the water to lift too much, and then it creates a crack and that.
Is that the cut-up?
Yeah.
Call that cut-up?
Or
something.
Or sometimes after you got a real strong west winds and there's been current moving for a long time, then the current changes and the water level starts dropping too much, where some heavier ice and the lighter ice is dropping because of the water level dropping and breaks right there through. But most of the time, what we've seen here was when people got stranded out there with some really strong currents
from
lifting up the ice
is
from
it the
south.
The south, the Kaisagunuk, is that more dangerous than the other one?
Yeah.
So it's
Kaisagunuk is more
that
dangerous than the
for breaking ice.
Yeah. For ice breaking off.
Interesting. All right, that's kind of the same.
Or there might have been some old crack along here somewhere that
goes active.
We noticed, and when that ice starts lifting up a little bit, that crack breaks, and then current.
Interesting.
Wasn't just this is my interpretation, and I'm probably you can correct me, but the ice that you were on, had your camp on, isn't that the type of ice that could lift?
It could, because it's much lighter than some of the ice that is. This whole area is much lighter than this ice in here. It could, if you're prolonged periods of time, if you have some strong current from here and water level rising, it could create a crack and push it out.
But did you see any of those rises in water level when you were out there?
Not really, not. We didn't spend a whole lot of time out there.
Interesting. I'm going to excuse myself. I'll get that
date.
Did you get? Did we give you the form for your whale? All the information. I think I did.
Yeah.
You've got. But anyway, I'll grab that for you.
Yeah.
Quite enough, Jake. It's interesting.
Sure.
You the man.
All right.
I'm gonna.
Thanks, Craig.
Yeah. Interesting.
And one of the things that I heard someone in town say was that this year that the currents were a little unusual because the current from the northeast was stronger than normal. I don't know if you experienced that or not.
It could be because we were getting a lot of strong east winds. And that water starts pushing away from the Troy, the water level starts coming down and the current moving with the wind, because we notice that all the time, even in the summer. You could prolong east winds, currents start shifting. And if there's no big storms over in the western end of North Slope, especially if there's nothing pushing up from Bering Strait on that water, getting pushed.
So in general.
Yeah, that's what I noticed too when you usually look at that satellite imagery.
Mm-hmm.
I noticed there's a whole lot less water over north of Point Hope this spring.
Less water?
Because less water because there's more ice.
Open water.
Yeah. It's like that's the salt of not a whole lot of being pushed north.
Well, in general, how did the shore ice off Barrow this year compare to previous years?
I think there was this year, I kind of felt it was much more stable than some of the previous year's ice conditions.
Yeah, I noticed.
And it wasn't all that far out. This year, that's fairly close. I think, I don't know what it was, 4 miles, something like that.
4 miles to where you were?
Hmm?
Camped here. This is about 4 miles out. Yeah.
Previously, you were looking at 6. But, at least the area where we're at here in Arizona was much more stable than previous years. I don't know about out here. Over here, I don't think it was all that stable. You see a lot of thinner ice.
And what about in terms of when you say it was stable, is that because of a lot of grounded ridges or just a few that are really grounded well?
It's like it was just generally more grounded ice. It's like that good.
So along your trail, where was the ice grounded?
Probably the whole. Oh, some of it around here. Around that.
Yeah.
Further in. But, yeah, we had some long periods of cool weather this winter. That's helped in making the ice much more stable. But I don't know what the ice water temperature was doing below that.
Yeah, I don't know if you've seen this little blue triangle. Is that site that we put out onto the ice in the
mm-hmm.
wintertime. And it measures water temperature, but how that compares to the temperatures down here, I'm not sure. Yeah.
kind of maybe pretty much the same. That water is getting pushed from the south, but you're getting a lot of being pushed from that way. Probably a whole, makes a whole lot of difference. They have that out there all winter?
Yeah, we put it, well, not all winter. We put it in on February 6th.
Uh-huh.
And then we took it out on June 16th, I think. So, a good part of the year.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know if you've ever seen that data, but it's on the internet. Uh-huh. You can see how fast the ice is growing. So it's just, it tells you how thick the ice grew, you know, the level ice. How thick it's grown, but it doesn't tell you anything about
how is the temperature going.
Well, to tell you the truth, I don't know without looking at the data, because I haven't really been too concerned about looking at the temperature. I don't. The only thing that I noticed this year and last year that in the middle of winter, I think it might have been March or late February. There was a period of time where there was really warm water coming up through here. And that's really the only thing I remember, these periods of warm water.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that happens every year, but it certainly happened the last
2 years. Yeah, well,
I
think in the last, I don't know how many years, I kind of suspect there's warmer water warming up and causing the ice to be thinner. Than previous years, because you notice that over time the ice thickness has changed quite a bit.
Did you notice any of this warm water underneath your trail causing a problem?
Not this year, but and some other years where it wears out the ice from the bottom, make it thinner. And that does happen, you know. There's prolonged currents with some warmer temperatures that just kind of wears out the ice out there.
And so this year, what did you say about the winds during the time you were out there whaling?
Pardon?
The winds? What was your summary on how the winds actually created the good conditions for whaling?
It's like a lot of as long as we get some east winds, and this was one of the years where a lot of whales were traveling close to the edge of the ice. But at that period of time where there's a lot of wind from the east, it didn't allow us to see out there.
You say the winds from the east didn't allow you to stay
Pardon?
Out there? You say that the winds from the east didn't allow you to stay out there?
Yeah, because there were fairly strong winds blowing up in the 20, 25 mile an hour winds.
That's dangerous because it can blow the ice out?
Yeah, when you blow the ice out or the water gets too rough to stay out there and
did you notice anything unusual this year with the ice?
No, I don't think so. Nothing unusual out there. Except, you know, we hardly ever see that multi-year ice anymore. It's the freshwater ice, but you have to haul water, don't you?
Did you see any multi-year ice this year?
I didn't see any. At least not in the area where we're at.
What about this ice that's out here now? These big things of ice that got... that came in recently.
Uh-huh.
Does any of that look like multi-year ice?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Big chunks of ice are basically where all of the kind of this at the top where they're smoothed out and the all the salt is kind of drained out. Things basically turns to freshwater ice.
So you think some of the stuff that's out here now is probably multi-year ice?
Could be. I don't know. I haven't looked at that closely. But
yeah.
Something is holding that ice.
Yeah.
Out there, unless there's that ice moving in. Or
I went out there yesterday in one of the Basque boats and climbed up onto the ice that's out there, and I couldn't tell.
Uh-huh.
I don't have enough experience, but it looked like it could be multi-year ice, and maybe it wasn't multi-year ice, so I'm not sure.
Probably, yeah, I don't know. That pack ice probably just kind of shifted in. You know, we're getting some pretty good winds out there, the ice isn't moving.
Yeah, it's...
must be currents or shifting the pack ice. They've done flights out there? Or?
Have they? Well, we did a flight earlier in the year, mm-hmm. before whaling season started, to see where all the multi-year ice was. And at that point, it was like 60, 70 miles north of here. But looking at the satellite images, it looks like there's multi-year ice to the northeast of here.
Mm-hmm.
But in the satellite image, I can't tell if there's multi-year ice off of there or not. That's why I was curious about this stuff.
Yeah, something's holding it out there.
Maybe. Yeah. So is that a good thing or a...
Pardon?
Is that a good thing or a bad thing to have this ice stick around in the summertime?
Well, if it holds in there a little bit longer, we'll be able to get our bearded seals. In the previous years, the ice went out and never came back. And people hardly got any. That's one of the bad things about this ice starting to move out and then come back. Tough on seal hunters and walrus hunters.
Well, I think those are all the questions I had about the ice.
Mm-hmm.
But I had two other questions that I wanted to ask. As part of this project, we studying the ice, we want to provide something that's useful to, you know, the people of Barrow.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why that I was helping Craig make these maps. And I was wondering if, for one, is it helpful? And also, if you have any suggestions on how to do it differently. Because we can certainly always do things differently next year.
I can't think of anything that would help with any suggestions on my things the way you guys are doing things.
Are there other things that you look at when you're whaling, like satellite images? You said you use those?
Satellite images, yeah, sure, we can make use of them if they were in, I don't know how refined the stuff is when you get it blown up a little bit more. I've been looking at it, you know, probably get a pretty good idea of where you want to go and how they eat the eggs. I mean, for instance, generally you want to look for something like this or that or over here. See, just when the whales are traveling, they're usually hitting that, or that, or over here.
Well, these little bays, you mean? Or?
No, it's just kind of a point.
Oh, the points.
Yeah.
So you guys try to get at a point.
Yeah.
You did, huh?
Yeah. That's where we think the whales are going to hit. These points along the edge.
When in comparison to where you've put in your trails in the past, do you go to different places each year, or are you usually off town?
Oh, previous couple of years we were out here. But that's always a problem with that ice over here.
Yeah.
Always closing in. Okay. Last year we had a break trail. When the break camp, sometimes we broke camp 3 times a day. Because the ice would move back in. I figured I didn't want to do that again, so we wanted to get over here where, you know, at least it's, when the ice is sitting over here, it's moving out over here. Don't have to break camp as much. Just up here, you're looking at ice moving from that way or moving from that way, you know, closing in. All very good area, but to hunt whales, it's just having to deal with that ice out there. Yeah, also we look at the conditions, not the conditions, we have sometimes conditions of the ice here and see if there's any points out there. Sometimes this is fairly close and this one is further out, where the whales are traveling further out to get the ice over here. Hey, anything else?
No, I think that's it.
All right.
Oh, well, one. Let me turn this off.